This title is narrated with virtual voice, computer-generated narration for audiobooks. Eternally Mine by Eve Vaughn. 1. This had to be a joke. I wasted a fresh bikini wax on this fool, Emmy muttered under her breath as frustration consumed her. Did you say something, baby? Tony panted as if he'd just run a marathon. How was that even possible after that performance? He didn't even go down on her, opting to drool all over her toes, as if it was a sufficient substitute for good old-fashioned cunnilingus. The sorry bastard. He'd gotten her so hot and bothered with some incredible phone sex, hyping up their weekend together to be the most orgasmic, mind-shattering event since Caligula. Yet when it all came down to it, Tony had barely lasted a minute. 60 goddamn seconds. What the hell? Emmy would have been better off staying home and having a session with her vibrator. At least then she would have been guaranteed a climax instead of wasting her time with this slobbering freak. Emmy stared at the ceiling, thinking of at least 100 different things she'd rather be doing than being here right now. Oral surgery immediately came to mind as one of them. She wished he'd get off her. Pinned beneath Tony's sweaty body as he panted hot breath against her face made her stomach turn. What the hell was he breathing so heavily for? And what did he eat to make a human mouth smell like that? It wasn't as if he'd exerted that much effort to act as if his lungs were collapsing. Finally, lifting his head with a smug smile curving his full lips, Tony winked at her. So, baby, how did you like being a passenger on the Tony Express? As much as she wanted to reply how it felt like the train had derailed, the words wouldn't come. Her mouth opened and then closed again. This had to be a bad dream. No, a nightmare. His smile faltered momentarily. What did you think? Why did he have to persist? Emmy believed in straight talk, but not in totally crushing someone's ego. It was, unbelievable. There, that wasn't a lie at least. Tony grinned with a nod. That's right, baby. 100% customer satisfaction. She'd had enough. Giving him a healthy shove, Emmy rolled from beneath him and hopped off the bed. I think I left my flat iron on. I need to call my roommate. As excuses went, it was a poor one, but she needed a reason to get out of here and fast. Scooping her cell phone from the side of her purse, she ran toward the bathroom without waiting for a reply. Once behind the safety of the bathroom door, she frantically dialed her friend. Joey picked up on the third ring. What's up, Em? Don't ask any questions. Just call me back in 2 minutes. Joey chuckled. That bad? I said no questions, Emmy hissed into the phone. Okay, I'll talk to you in a bit. Emmy pushed the end button to disconnect the call. With a resigned sigh, she walked out to the bedroom, dread settling in the pit of her stomach at the prospect of facing her minute man again. Tony lay on the bed, stroking his cock as if preparing himself for round two. Not in this lifetime if she had any say in the matter. Turning his head in her direction, he grinned. Hey, baby. I was getting so horny just thinking about you. Why don't you come over here and wrap those gorgeous lips around Tony Jr.? What? She had to make sure she'd heard him correctly. Blow me, beautiful. She shook her head in disbelief. Could one man be so oblivious? The smooth sound of her ringtone saved her from telling Tony exactly where he could shove it. Sorry, I have to take this. Gratefully, she accepted the incoming call. Hello? Joey chuckled on the other end of the line. I want details as soon as you're out of there. Oh no, how bad is it? Emmy stole a quick peek in Tony's direction. Wearing a cocky grin, he lay on his side while holding his dick and shaking it at her. Any guilt she'd felt for pulling off the